could not see, but her inner eyes were bright.
为了真是愿意，当她眼睛睁开第一眼看见我们的主的时候，
she was so willing that the first moment that she opened up her eyes,
她宁愿她的外面的眼睛仍然不能看见属地的事物。
That the first person she saw would be the Lord, so that she'd rather give up seeing things on this earth.
真是愿我们能够，真是每天都在主的这样的恩待的里面。
So may we also be in this gracious treatment by our Lord on a daily basis.
我们里面的眼睛能够单单的仰望我们的主。
So that our inner eyes would just only gaze upon our Lord.
我们里面的眼睛若嘹亮，我们全身就光明。
If your inner eyes are bright, then your whole body is light indeed.
那么我们感谢主，今天给我们这样的一个时间，我们可以把弟兄从主那里来的负担交通给我们的。
Today we have this opportunity, based on the fellowship from our brothers.
那么在我们里面有什么样的响应，在我们里面有什么样的感动，我们可以交通出来。
So whatever echoes or feelings we have inside, we can fellowship now.
那么我们可以来激励我们的弟兄姊妹一同行着天路。
And we can spur one another on to take this heavenly path.
那么下面的时间呢，我们就对这个夏令会的我们的所得到的圣灵给我们的话语，我们有一点交通和分享。
So the following time we'll have a little fellowship on the word that the Holy Spirit has granted us.
那么我们先会请三位弟兄呢先交通一下。
We'll first invite three brothers to give a little fellowship.
那么然后的时间呢，我们就交给弟兄姊妹多有分享。
And then the rest of the time, we'll give it to the other brothers and sisters for more fellowship.
我知道有很多的弟兄姊妹都非常有感动。
I know many brothers and sisters have indeed been moved.
所以我想为了有更多的弟兄姊妹能够有交通的机会呢，我想是不是我们请每一位愿意交通分享的弟兄姊妹呢，都尽量的简短。
So in order to have more people have opportunity to share, we'd like to ask all the brothers and sisters to be concise in your sharing.
那么每个人的交通呢，尽量不要超过三到五分钟。
Please limit your sharing to 3 to 5 minutes.
那么如果时间到了，您还没有再交通完的话呢，我会站起来提醒您的时间不到了。
If your time is up and you're still sharing, I would stand up to remind you that your time is up.
那么我们下面有一点祷告。
We'll have a little prayer.
主，我们何等的感谢赞美你。
Lord, how we thank and praise you.
主，您给我们何等丰富的供应。
You have given us this abundant supply.
真是站在您儿女的地位上，我们可以真是从您那里得着这一切的供应。
As we stand in the position as children of God, we can obtain all this abundant supply.
主，我们谢谢您，您借着弟兄姊妹的话语，再多多的来提醒我们。
Lord, we thank you because you have used the words of our brothers to remind us.
让我们真是持守这生命，跟随着生命。
So that we can take hold of this life and follow this life.
让我们有这属灵的实际。
So that we have spiritual reality.
主，我们谢谢您，您提醒我们，真是让我们记住，当我们见您面的时候，有那在您基督宝座前的审判。
Lord, we thank you for the reminder that when we see you, we will have the judgment before the judgment seat.
主，求您多多的恩待我们，怜悯我们。
Lord, we ask you to be gracious toward us and be merciful to us.
让我们愿意付上这代价。
So that we're willing to pay the price.
我们愿意来跟随您。
So that we're willing to follow you.
我们来跟随这圣灵的带领。
So that we'll follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
当我们见您面的时候，
As we see your face.
我们真是可以把那金银宝石来献给您。
We can give you the gold, silver, and precious stones.
愿您的圣灵带领我们下面的时间。
May your Holy Spirit lead the time that we have.
愿您的灵真是自由地运行在我们当中。
May your spirit hover around us freely.
愿您的名在您的聚集当中得荣耀。
May your name be glorified in your assembly.
感谢赞美主，奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank and praise you in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen. 下面我们请Chip 弟兄分享。
Brothers and sisters, I was touched when our brother Franke on the first day read from Exodus 19, verse 4.
弟兄姊妹，当那个 Franke 弟兄第一天跟我们交通的时候，我深深受出埃及记十九章第四节感动。
And it says in Exodus 19:4, God is speaking to Moses and has him tell the people of Israel this. Ye have seen what I, God, have done to the Egyptians, and how I have borne you on eagles' wings and brought you to myself.
这是摩西当初跟以色列人讲的话。我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。
For time's sake, we'll stop right there. I was touched by this word that he gave.Regarding being called unto him, unto God.
我深深受这个他说的让你们归我这句话受感动。
It was a very precious thing that the people of Israel were called out of Egypt.
这是一件何等宝贝的事，就是埃及人是被叫以色列人是被叫离开埃及。
And it was a wonderful thing that they were called into Canaan.
更好的是他们是被呼召进入迦南。
But there was a real turning point at Kadesh Barnea when they were called unto him.
可是在加底巴略那里有一个转捩点，就是他们要被归入主。
And during the conference in this week, I've just meditated upon this word unto him.
在这个大会的过程中，我一直在想这个问题，就是归入主。
And when we wake up each morning and each day, we can look to Jesus and say, we want to be called unto you.
每天早上我们睡醒的时候，我们醒来，我们都要说我们要归向他。
What a wonderful position that is.
这是一个何等奇妙的地位。
Often when we're young, we want to know what we're supposed to do when we grow up.
我们年轻的时候就想我们长大要做什么。
When we grow up, we want to know what are we supposed to do when we get older.
当我们长大之后，我们就想，我们再长大一点要做什么
？When we're saved, we want to know what is our service.
当我们被得救的时候，我们就说我们要怎么样侍奉他
？What is our gift?
我们有什么恩赐
？Then when there's trouble within the fellowship, why is that person doing this and why am I doing that?
当聚会的地方有问题的时候，我们就说为什么他这样做，为什么我这样做
？But if you look at it in this way, it answers all the questions.
可是如果你用看归向他的这个方向来看的话，一切的问题都解决了。
Lord, today I want to be called unto you.
主啊，今天我要被呼召来归你。
What are you doing, Lord, today in my life?
主啊，你今天在我的身上做一些什么事情
It says later here in Exodus, we are his possession.
后来那个出埃及记讲到说我们是他的产业。
I know often I think that the Lord is mine.
很多时候我们想说主是我的。
And I need to dictate what I need to do for him.
我要来指示他，让他来做些什么事情。
Even the song that we learned at the conference about the heart of worship.
当我们在那个大会唱的那首歌是信仰的敬拜的真谛。
It touched upon this because it's all about him.
那首诗歌也提到这一点，就是说一切都是关于他的。
So often our worship and our service is focused on us.
很多时候我们的信仰跟我们的敬拜都是围绕着我们自己。
And I was thinking of the life of Paul when he had that conversion on the Damascus Road.
那我就想到使徒保罗他在大马色的转变。
Right there the Lord called Paul unto him.
就在那个时刻主就召保罗归他。
The others that were around Saul at that time didn't see this calling.
其余在扫罗旁边的人并没有看到这个东西。
It was a personal calling.
因为这是一个很个人的一个呼召。
And I think each day the Lord is calling us personally unto Him.
每一天主都时时刻刻在呼召我们归他。
And as a result, from young to old, we all have our own personal calling.
不管是年幼的年长的我们都有我们自己个人的呼召
But then the Lord says that there is to be a church
主也说他要有一个教会
We're all being called individually But what's amazing is when we let the Lord call us He calls us together
很多我们当然有我们个人的呼召可是当主来呼召我们的时候我们是一起被呼召
And when He calls two or three together There He is in the midst And that's the church
因为当他呼召两三个人一起的时候他一定在他们中间那就是教会
And that's why the Apostle Paul could go to Jerusalem when warned not to could go to other churches when warned not to because he had a calling from the Lord
这就是为什么使徒保罗可以去耶路撒冷可以去其他的教会当所有其他人都反对他的时候因为他有从主来的特别的呼召
There was a lot of discussion among the brothers as far as whether it was the right thing to do or not
特别是在弟兄们当中有很多的争论说这到底是不是对的事情
But ultimately each one was faithful to being called unto the Lord
可是最终每一个弟兄他们都对主的这个呼召归向他而尽忠
And there was great testimony in the book of Acts
在使徒行传里面有很好的见证
So I was just encouraged at this time one last verse I'll end with this in Numbers
我还有一我要以最后一个 一章圣经结束是在民数记
When we wake up each morning and we ask the Lord to call us unto him
每天早上当我们醒来的时候我们要求主把向我们呼召要我们归他的时候
Then we'll be like those in Numbers 14 verse 8
我们就像民数记十四章第八节的人一样
Numbers 14:8 is a result of being called unto him.
这个第八节就是如果你被呼召归他的话就是有这样的结果。
If Jehovah delight in us, he will bring us out of this land and bring us into this land and give it us a land that flows with milk and honey.
耶和华若喜悦我们就必将我们领进那地把地赐给我们那地原是流奶与蜜之地。
How does the Lord delight in us? We just rest in His bosom.
主怎么样喜悦我们呢？就是我们在他的胸怀面安静下来。
When I talk to the young people, I often say, you know, what's the first thought that you have when you wake up in the morning?
当我跟年轻人交通的时候，我常常问他们，你早上起来第一件事想的是什么？
One of my latest thoughts is, lift your head off that pillow and rest your head in the bosom of the Lord.
我常常想的就是当我把头离开那个枕头的时候我希望我把我的头枕在主的胸怀里
And what a rest that is
那是何等的安息
That's my sharing
二天和第三天丁荣斯弟兄交通到属灵生命的实际还有我们必须被主训练
On the second and third day Brother Deng shared with us about the spiritual reality and discipline by God
看到主在丁弟兄里面摆下的负担跟在孙弟兄和德翁弗兰克弟兄他们所摆下的负担都有一个共同的重点就是属灵生命的实际
There's a common point between the burden that God has laid upon Brother Deng and Brother Sun and Brother Frumke is that there has to be a spiritual reality of this life
我们都需要被主变化跟这位活的主有生命的交通
We all have to be transformed by the Lord and have a fellowship with this living God
都需要被主训练成为能够为主服事为主打仗主的精兵
We all have to be trained and disciplined by the Lord so that we can be soldiers who can fight for the Lord
我们看到这孙弟兄所交通的我们持定永生和追随生命的感觉事实上就是在这样的实际里面
We also hear about Brother Sun how he asked us to take hold of this life and to follow this life and the sensitivity of the spirit that is the reality of this life
and 德翁弗兰克弟兄交通到我们要得着那迦南的美地要真正的看见主来的时候的审判我们能够预备好
Brother Fromke also told us about how we really need to get into the land of Canaan and to really see that there is this judgment when we see him again.
丁弟兄他用很沉重的心情讲到这，假如我们没有在这个实际里面的话，我们不管是生活，不管是服事，我们会出很大的差错。
Brother Dang is heavy in his heart, and he shared with us that if we don't have reality, whether we live or serve, we will have severe consequences.
交通道，事实上在中国大陆现在许多神的儿女当中一个实际的问题。
Among the children in mainland China, there is this question about reality.
特别提到这有关这异端东方闪电的问题。
He also mentioned the issue about heresies of this Eastern lightning.
事实上这个问题不是只是弟兄姊妹，事实上是在很多在主里面很久而且是在服侍的弟兄姊妹当中的问题。
This is a problem even for brothers, not for just all brothers and sisters, but particularly for brothers and sisters who have served the Lord for a long, long time.
也许我们会很惊讶为什么在主里面这么久的弟兄姊妹也会落入魔鬼撒旦仇敌的陷阱里面。
We may be surprised that how come these brothers and sisters who have been with the Lord for so long, they could also fall for the temptation of Satan.
很多时候就是我们这属灵生命的实际，我们没有抓好，我们只是在属灵的知识上打转。
A lot of times it's because we did not take hold of the spiritual reality and we're just trolling around spiritual knowledge.
当我们摸着他是一位生命的主，他是一位活的主的时候，我们
as we touch upon the fact that he is the Lord of life and he is a living Lord,
我们就要跟主之间有一个每天很亲密、很实际的交通。
We have to have a close and a real fellowship with the Lord every day.
我们需要被主改变，让我们真的跟主之间只有一件事，就是我们完完全全的仰望主。
We have to be changed by the Lord to such an extent that there's only one thing that we desire, which is to be totally gained by the Lord.
他特别把他个人在属灵生命上的过程和他服事上的经历交通给我们。
Brother Ding also shared with us about his spiritual growth and his experience in service.
这夏令会经常最宝贵的地方就是这些弟兄们愿意把他们属灵生命上最深的得着来教我们。
A lot of times the most important thing in a summer conference is for these brothers to share with us the deepest lessons that they've learned in their spiritual walk.
所以特别让我有感动的地方就是在他跟神之间那活的生命的交流。
What touched me most is that between Brother Ding and the Lord, there's this lively, living fellowship.
甚至我们服侍的时候，不管我们所服侍的弟兄姊妹、福音朋友，也许他们欢迎我们，我们也是要服侍。
As we serve, whether the brothers and sisters or the gospel friends, if they welcome us, we serve.
有些时候在压力下，有些他们不欢迎我们，但是主要我们去做，我们也是服侍。
However, even if they do not welcome us, if the Lord wants us to do it, we will serve.
他特别提到这件事不容易，但是我们被主训练到一个程度，像加勒耶稣雅一样，有一个心智完完全全的向着主。
However, we can be trained to such an extent like Joshua and Caleb that we only have one mind to just serve the Lord.
求主来恩待我们弟兄姊妹，让我们真能够看见这个属灵的实际，都能够被主训练起来服侍主。
May the Lord be gracious toward us so that we can truly see this reality and be trained up to serve God. I'm sure all the brothers and sisters are like me with your hearts filled with thanksgiving and praises. Because our God has been blessing us abundantly during the conference. Brother Sun fellowship with us about life.
在约翰福音十章十节那边，主耶稣告诉我们，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
In John 10:10, it says that I come to give life and to have a life abundant.
我相信已经蒙恩的弟兄姐妹，我们都能够为着这个得着这个生命呢，非常喜乐。
I believe that all of us who have been saved by grace will be rejoicing much because of this life that we have.
但是那不过是这个神恩典的一个开始。
But that is merely a beginning of the grace of God.
因为主耶稣他说他来了，乃是要叫我们不仅得生命，并且要得的更丰盛的生命。
Because the Lord said that not only would He give us life, that He would give us abundant life.
陈英雄在他分享当中，他也提醒我们，乃是圣灵来成就这件事情。
Brother Sun also reminded us that it was the Holy Spirit who would accomplish this thing.
因为我们乃是从圣灵重生。
Because we are reborn through the Spirit.
借着圣灵将这个主的生命引进到我们的心里。
Through the Spirit, this life was brought into our hearts.
同时圣灵也是要将我们引到那生命的实际和丰盛的里头。
At the same time, the Spirit will also lead us into the reality of this life and the abundance of this life.
因此保罗在以弗所书第一章那边，他为着教会祷告。
Therefore, in Ephesians 1, Paul was praying for the church.
他说，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation and the knowledge of Him.
这个真知道我们的主耶稣呢，就能够把我们引进到那更丰盛的生命里头。
This true knowledge of the Lord Jesus will lead us into abundance of the life.
就像我们Dale弟兄上个月和我们交通道，我们若是不认识他，我们怎么能够爱他？
As Brother Dale shared last month, if we don't know him, how can we love him?
所以我们实在是要仰望圣灵来为我们成就这件事情。
So we have to look upon the Holy Spirit to accomplish this thing for us.
这次孙弟兄在分享当中他也提到就是现代的那个做父亲的呢有一个特别的福气。
The Brother Sun also mentioned that there's a special blessing for modern fathers.
就是现在做丈夫的有机会可以到产房里面和妻子一同来经历这生产的痛苦和奇妙。
Now husbands can get into the delivery room to watch the travail and the wondrousness of birth.
这样说来的话，我是特别蒙福的。
According to his definition, then I am particularly blessed.
我有五次亲身经历妻子生产的这个经过。
I've experienced this childbirth 5 times.
那真的是不容易的一个过程。
It is not an easy task.
是来看到生命的诞生是何等的奇妙。
You truly see the wondrousness of a birth of a life.
当我在思想这件事情的时候呢，我心里面也非常的觉得亏欠自己的姐妹。
As I meditated upon this issue, I also felt that I've fallen really short of glory with respect to my wife.
因为我实在是蒙主光照看到我实在不够爱我的姐妹。
Because I've been enlightened by the Lord that I truly do not love her enough.
不像我们的主爱他的教会一样。
Unlike the Lord who loves his church.
但我也相信主必不轻看我忧伤痛悔的心。
I also think that God would not take lightly my low and contrite heart.
然而呢，我就更深深的觉得亏欠我们的恩主。
And I also feel that I have fallen way short of our Lord.
因为他实在是为了叫我们得着他那宝贵的生命，他所付上的代价实在是我们没有办法测透的。
The heavy price that he paid is so that we can get this precious life is nothing that we can fathom.
是我们一生也没有办法偿还的。
It is nothing that we can repay throughout our whole lives.
所以保罗在哥林多前书他也说，若人不爱主，这人可诅可咒。
If one does not love the Lord, one should be cursed. This is written by Paul in 1 Corinthians.
许多时候我们在交通分享和唱诗歌当中，我们常常都愿意为着白白的恩典来感谢主。
A lot of times when we are in fellowship or when we sing hymns, we are willing to give thanksgiving to God for this grace that is free.
求主叫我们不要忘记这白白的恩典，乃是我们的主耶稣，他为我们付上何等沉重的代价。
May the Lord not allow us to forget that for this free grace, our Lord Jesus has paid a very heavy price.
求主也赦免我们，叫我们不要因为是白白的恩典，我们就轻看这宝贵的救恩。
May the Lord also enable us to not take lightly this grace that is free.
我们实在需要求主赦免我们，叫我们悔改，回到起初的爱。
We also need to ask the Lord to enable us to repent so that we can go back to the first love.
实在愿意主帮助我们一起来靠着恩典，靠着圣灵来进入那丰盛的生命。
May the Lord enable us all together through the Holy Spirit to enter into this abundant life.
在启示录第二章圣灵也对教会说话。
In Revelation chapter 2, the Holy Spirit is also speaking to the churches.
他说得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
Those of you who overcome, I will give you the fruit of tree from the garden.
神恢复了他最美好的旨意。
God has restored his perfect original intent.
就像起初他造人，将人放在那伊甸园中，要人来取用这生命树的果子。
Just like he created man originally for the Garden of Eden, so that man can eat of the fruit in the garden.
第十节圣灵也说，你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
In verse 10 it says, be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life.
在神的眼中，生命是最宝贵的。
In the eyes of God, the most precious thing is life.
圣经中也提醒我们，如果我们还幻想着将来要得一个黄金的冠冕的话，那我们可能就要失望了。
Brother Sun also reminded us that if we are dreaming about getting a golden crown, then we'll be disappointed.
但是神所要赐给我们这生命的冠冕，比那黄金宝石的冠冕还要更尊贵、更荣耀。
But this crown of life that God is going to give us is more glorious and more precious than this golden crown.
最后我就想再来借着史达德弟兄的一句话来给弟兄姐妹，我们一起来共勉。
Finally, I would like to share with you a sentence by C.T. Studd to encourage all of us.
我们知道我们弟兄实在是为我们留下一个很好奉献生活的榜样。
We know that our brother has left a very good example of consecrated life.
我就想到，我虽然没有机会去请问他说他为什么能够这样子为着主，将他全人一生都奉献给主。
Even though I did not have the opportunity to ask him in person why he could have such a consecrated life and gave his whole life to the Lord.
但是我们从他的座右铭，我们就能够知道。
But from this favorite phrase of his, we can know.
他曾说，基督耶稣神为我死，他说那就没有任何一件事情是叫我不能奉献给他的。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ has died for me. Therefore, there's nothing that I cannot give to him.
这实在是深深地提醒我们。
This truly gives us a deep reminder.
当我们真的知道主对我们的爱的时候，
As we truly know the love that the Lord has given us,
我们实在是要对主有一个回应。
We have to have a response to the Lord.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
好，下面的时间我们就请弟兄姊妹都有交通，如果你有感动。
We give the time to any brothers and sisters who have the leading of the Holy Spirit.
请，如果你要交通，还是您举一下手。
Please raise your hand if you would like to fellowship. And I can give you the microphone.
大家都会等一等，所以我就抢先讲。
Because all of you will wait, so I am going to be first.
我这一次那个 Frankie 弟兄讲到一点，就是他讲到那个神带我们的目的。
One thing that Brother Frankie shared with us is the purpose by which God is leading us.
我们常常很感谢神的救恩，因为他是把我们从这样的情形把我们从一个灭亡的情形里面拯救出来，他的救恩是这样的大。
We thank God for His grace because He saved us from this condition. This condition of that is being going to be perished, and the grace is so great.
所以我们常常都很满足这样的救恩。 我们就停留在那个得救的情形里面。
So a lot of times we're very satisfied with this grace and we just remain in just the level of being saved.
那他提醒我们说神有一个目的要带我们进入。
He reminded us that there's a purpose by which God is leading us into.
如果我们没有看见这个目的，我们的行走就会变成像以色列人一样，变成一个游荡的人。
If we have not seen this purpose, we'll be walking like the Israelites who are just wandering.
他讲到那个目的就是神要把我们带到和他交通的里面。
The purpose that he mentioned was that we can be brought into fellowship with him.
神创造我们就是为着和他交通，为着他的荣耀。
God created us so that we can have fellowship with him and for his glory.
而且这点很摸着我的心。
This point really touched my heart.
那我每天我就会想到说，我是不是渴望见到神，像他渴望见到我一样。
Every day I think about whether I desire to see him as much as he desires to see me.
我觉得以前我做基督徒的时候，我常常就是很羡慕一些很属灵宝贵的事情。
Before, when I was a Christian, I truly desired these spiritual precious things.
可是我常觉得我自己是很软弱，好像我常常软弱，常常失败。
But previously, I felt that I was weak and I failed often.
那这些年好像神就让我看见一点，就是他已经爱我了。
These years, he has allowed me to see that he has already loved me.
他是在我还不认识他在做罪人的时候，他就已经爱我。
Before I even knew him, he loved me.
所以没有别的事情可以叫他少爱我一点。
Nothing else could make him love me any less.
也没有，我也不能多做一些什么让他多爱我一点。
And I cannot do anything so that he can love me more.
那有一次神就叫我看见说，父神是这样爱我，因为我是基督骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
One day, God allowed me to see that He loved me so much because I am the flesh of the flesh and bone of the bone of His precious Son.
因为教会就是他骨中的骨，肉中的肉，是他的身体，是从他出来的。
Because the church is the blood of His blood and flesh of His flesh.
好像在这样的爱的里面哦，就比较容易放下一些我们胜不过的事物。
So in this kind of love, it is easy for us to let go of things that we cannot overcome.
那当我软弱的时候，也不至于灰心。
When I'm weak, I am not in despair.
所以我就先讲到这一点。
So this is my fellowship.
我也想交通一点感觉哈，就是Frank， 就是那个 Frank 弟兄，就是几次的就是交通呢，我都觉得非常感动。
I'd also like to share a little bit of my feelings. I am deeply touched every time Brother Frank shared.
就是他就讲到说，我们是基督徒哈，我们所做的，我们所行的，我们都应该荣耀神。
He said that as Christians, whatever we do and whatever we say should glorify God.
就是说我们不要期待人对我们的感谢，我们要就是说我们所有我们做的事情呢，神都会看见，神都会给我们 reward.
We should not wait for praises from man, but we should whatever we do, we should do it unto the Lord.
就是然后呢，就是我心里呢就一下就觉得好像突然明白了很多事情。
And in my heart, I suddenly seem to understand a lot of things.
就是以前呢，我们做一点好事或者帮助别人。
Previously, we would do some good deed or helped others.
比如说有些朋友找我去为他们看病啊，扎针灸啊。
For instance, friends would ask me to go heal them or have some acupuncture with them.
还有些帮助一些朋友去找工作呀。
Or help other friends to find jobs.
后来就发觉呢，就是说没有得到别人的感激，就心里觉得特别不愉快。
When people did not thank me, then I was very unhappy.
后来呢，我在想哈，我就觉得，好像觉得，怎么说呢？就是说，总在为这些事情呢耿耿于怀，觉得以后不应该再帮助别人。
So I was so troubled by these things that I decided maybe I shouldn't help anyone anymore.
然后呢，通过这次，就是我现在呢，通过这个听了 Frank K 弟兄这个交通呢，我就想哈，说的真是，我们是基督徒，我们做这些事呢，我们做好事帮助别人，我们是为了荣耀神。
Through the sharings of Brother Frumke, I truly feel that Christians do good deeds so that we can glorify God.
对，我在想哈，我自己呢，有一个那个幸福美满的家庭。
I think that I have a very happy family.
就是说大家就是经济情况这么不好，大家都失去工作的呢，可是我先生从来没有被 lay off 过。
Bad economic situation, a lot of people have been laid off, but my husband has never lost his job.
对，我觉得这就是神的 reward， 就是说神对我们的奖励，就是说我们不需要等着说人对我们的 reward。
So I feel that this is a reward from God, and we do not have to wait for a reward from man.
另一个呢，我突然想起一个感动，就是说我每个礼拜五呢，我们都到这里来聚会。
And then another thing I think I thought about was that every Friday we come here to worship.
就是我们每次来了呢就吃饭，可是我们从来没想过是谁给我们做的这个饭。
Every time we come and we just eat, and we never thought about who actually prepared the food.
我真的没有想过这个问题，就是因为有了几次呢，我来的比较早。
I truly have not thought about that, but a few times I came here early.
后来我就发现呢，婷婷呢 ，Kathleen 呢，就是每次都是他们来的很早，而且他们来的在给我们做饭。
And then I realized that every time it was Catherine and Ting Ting who are here early to prepare the meal for us.
对，我就特别感动的是呢，我觉得哈，婷婷她也上班，她每天她每个礼拜五差不多提前一个小时就到这里。
What impressed me most is that Ting Ting is also working, but an hour ahead of time she would get here.
然后呢，她给我们大家焖上饭，然后她再去到外面去 order 菜。
And then she would cook the rice, and then she would order dishes outside.
等人家大家都吃的时候，她还不吃，要等到最后一个吃。
And then once everybody has finished eating, she will eat.
我在想哈，可能我们在座的这么多人哈，很少对她说一句感激的话。
I think that among all of us, very few of us would say a word of thanks to her.
但是我真是觉得哈，就说一个人呢，做一件好事并不难的，难的是。一辈子做好事。
I think that it is not hard to do one good deed, but it is very hard to continually doing good deeds throughout your life.
我觉得呢，我也很惭愧，就是偶尔做一点好事，就希望人家就是感激你。而这些默默无闻一辈子做好事的这些弟兄姐妹呢，真的很值得我们感激他们。
I feel that I'm very ashamed because I do one or two very small good deeds and I want people to thank me. But these brothers and sisters, they keep doing good deeds for their lives and it truly, truly deserve thanks from us.
所以呢，我就觉得就是说神呢一定会非常的 reward 这些弟兄姐妹。
So I think that God would truly reward these brothers and sisters.
就是所以呢，我心里呢也觉得呢非常的平安和喜乐。
So my heart is filled with peace and joy.
Okay.
感谢主，我觉得我在聚会中也是从 Frankie 弟兄的最后一次交通中得到了，就是我觉得神所赐给我的话，就是特别是
through the last sharing of Brother Frankie, I also thank the Lord that he has given the word to me.
那是他跟那个 Billy 弟兄他是跟那个就是 Billy Graham 的，他那个例子呢是举的是他跟 Billy Graham 的一家，还有特别是他的弟弟的那些交往，以及他的那个几句话呢就改变了他的一生，就是那几句话是他一生所持守的。
The example that Brother Frumke gave was about what he said to the family and the brother of Billy Graham, and the brother kept hold of those words throughout his whole life.
那就是其实就是马太福我不知道是哪个福音了哈，就总之耶稣讲的那个5000两银子2000两银子1000两银子的比喻。
It is a parable from one of the gospels about the 5 talent, the 2 talent, and 1 talent.
那边呢就是讲到说是主所给的称赞，给那个五千两两千两的，就是都是一样的，就是你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
And the Lord uttered the same words to all the servants who have the five and the two talents, that you are the good and faithful servant.
所以呢，主呢给了我们不同的人都有不同的托付，也不同的才干。
The Lord has given us different gifts and different entrustments and different talents.
他说要我们最后审判我们，要我们向他交代的呢，就是是否对他对我们的呼召忠心。
Ultimately, at the judgment seat, he wants to know whether we have been faithful to his calling.
所以这话呢就非常的扎在我的心里。
And these words truly pierce my heart.
整个礼拜呢以及在那里的时候呢我都一直在想主给我的呼召是什么，我有没有对他忠心。
For the rest of the week and even while I was there, I was thinking about what calling God has called us, called me with, and whether I've been faithful to that calling.
我想他是我很多方面都有反省，我也的确看见我的确是偏差了他所呼召我的，但是还是看得不太明白。
I could be reflecting on many things, and on many, many things he has called me to do, but it's not very clear.
所以呢，我还要继续祷告，求主赐给我眼药水，让我能够真的是看见他所呼召我的是什么，是我好能忠心。
Continue to pray to him so that he can give me eyesight so that I can see what it is that he's called me to, so that I can be faithful to the calling.
对，另外还有一点的感触，就是因为也是在从这边搬过去，带着两个孩子被子褥子的，非常的不容易，也就觉得是比较的累。
The other thing is because I have two children with me, so I felt extremely tired.
我就特别想到说是每个礼拜在这边的聚会是多么的宝贵。
So I truly treasure the meetings here every Sunday.
因为在这边就离住的地方那么近，开车就过来了，然后也在这边就每个礼拜都能够得到那样的喂养，无论是神的话语、弟兄姊妹的交通，就真的好像每平日的饭食就供应了每一天的每个礼拜的生活。
Because we live so close to the fellowship hall, and it is so easy to come here, and we just get our daily food from for the week every Sunday.
所以也非常的感谢主，就赐给我们这样的教会，弟兄姊妹，弟兄们礼拜天的那样的信息，以及就是无论是团契了各方面的，就是我们这个平日的这样的一种交通聚会。
So I truly thank the Lord for having given us this this church and all the ministries by the brothers on Sundays and all the time that we can fellowship together.
我跟大家分享一下的Frank 弟兄他最后一天跟我们讲的信息。
I'd like to share with you about the last message by Brother Frumke.
我觉得他最后一天在跟我们讲的时候，他说我们这一天大家聚在这里呢，我们不一下次可能是我们最后一次了。
He said that this may be the last time that we gather together.
因为说他可能也是最后一次跟我们有这样的聚集，所以他要把这样的信息来给我们。
And this may also be the last time that he shared with us, so he wants to give us this message.
所以我们实在是要来珍惜每一次的聚集。
So we need to treasure each meeting.
因为我们实在不知道我们明天会怎么样。
Because we truly don't know what would happen to us tomorrow.
他也讲到说，他那一天讲到说，我们在主耶稣基督在十字架已经把那一个救恩的外衣给我们了。
On the cross, the Lord Jesus has already given us the robe of salvation.
他的救恩的外袍呢是白白的。
The robe of salvation is white.
可是呢，我们要来买一些东西。
However, we still need to buy something.
我们来看一下启示录第三章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章十七节跟十八节。
Revelation 3:17 and 18.
这里我来念。这富足已经花了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。我劝你们向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足， 又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞辱不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Because you say I'm rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, that you may become rich, and white garments, that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes, that you may see.
所以他说我们是赤身的，这里说到我们是赤身的。
It talks about here that we're naked.
所以我们要买白衣来穿上。
So we have to buy white raiment to wear.
我们人呢，到最后呢，都要来到基督台前的，受到审判。
We all have to go before the judgment seat of Christ.
所以我们要来买白衣来穿上。
So we have to buy white raiment to wear.
那我们是贫穷的呢。
We're also poor.
所以我们要来买火炼的金子。
So we have to buy gold refined by fire.
因为我们都是瞎眼的。
Because we're all blind.
所以我们要来买眼药，让我们能够看见。
We have to buy eye salve so that we can anoint our eyes that we may see.
所以他讲到说，我们要用什么东西来买呢？
What do we use to buy?
因为这些东西不是白白的，是要买的。
Because these things are not free, you have to buy them.
他说，他讲了，他说用我们的力量。
He said that we have to use our strength.
用我们的时间。
Use our time.
用我们所有的一切。
And use our all.
他说这些东西呢，是我们现在所有的。
He said that all these things we have now.
这些东西呢，也都是主给我们的。
All these things have been given to us by the Lord.
可是这些东西呢，实在是都会朽坏，都会过去的。
However, all these things will perish and they will pass away.
他叫我们用这些会朽坏的东西呢，来换取那些不会朽坏的东西。
So he asks us to use these perishable things to exchange for imperishable things.
这实在是主的恩典，也是主的智慧。
This is truly the grace of God and the wisdom of the Lord.
所以他教导我们，实在要在这世上的日子呢，我们要做一个忠心的仆人。
So he shared with us that we have to be a faithful servant on this on the days during the days when we're on this earth.
来到了到那一天，我们到神的宝座前，到基督台前受审判的时候，主要问我们，你是不是一个忠心又良善的仆人？
So that when we come to the precious throne, the judgment seat of the Lord, he will ask us, are you a good and faithful servant of the Lord?
希望我们每个人那个时候都不是赤身肉体，也不是贫穷，也不是瞎眼。
I hope that at the time, none of us are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
I wanted to share lastly, but there was some pause, so I would like to share in the middle.
本来我想最后才分享，不过现在也可以分享。
Actually, I want to express the gratitude and thanksgiving unto the Lord.
我要向主献上无数的感激。
For indeed He drew us unto Himself during the conference time.
因为在会议大会当中是他来亲自来吸引我们归入他。
Unto shall be the gathering of his people be.
我们有一首诗歌是说我们是在是归入他一起来聚集。
We never gathered there with any other purpose but to spend time in his presence.
我们聚集只有一个目的，就是要归在他的面前聚集。
One song tells that to know him, to know him is the cry of my heart.
另外一首诗歌说到认识主是我心里最高的呼求。
Spirit reveals him to me.
圣灵来把他向我显现。
To know what he is saying, bring life to my soul.
他向我说的话是可以让生命带进我的里面。
When we hear him speaking to us,
当我们听到他向我们呼召的时候
，that brings life to our soul.
那我们就可以我们他就把生命带进来了。
As dear brother Dewan Fromke shared about the soul,
Fromke 弟兄他讨论到魂的时候，
one thought was blessing me all the time.
有一个意念让我十分蒙福。
That our Lord Jesus is the lover of my soul.
就是说那个我们主耶稣是爱我们灵魂的人。
No matter whatever the condition of our soul is today.
不管我们的灵魂是在什么样的地步，
but because he loves our soul and ourselves so much,
因为他爱这 如此的爱我们，如此爱我们的灵魂，
that he will continue changing us from glory to glory.
他会把我们转变，荣上加荣。
As he gathered us to himself,
当我们他把我们聚集在他里面的时候，
he broke the bread of life unto us.
他也把他生命的粮赐给我们。
The song tells, "Break thou the bread of life."
那另外一首诗歌讲到说
Lord unto us,
让我们拨开生命的粮，
and indeed he just pour himself upon us,
真的是他真的是就是把他的生命倾倒在我们里面。
And this reminds me of one scripture portion found in John chapter 6,
我也想到约翰福音第六章。
There as the Lord went over the Sea of Galilee,
当主走过那个加利略海的时候，
The second verse says, and a great multitude followed him.
第二节说到有许多人就跟随他。
Because they saw his miracles which he performed towards the sick people.
是因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹。
And the fifth verse tells, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Where shall we buy bread that this may eat?
第五节说到耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
We all know that Jesus is the answer.
我们都知道主耶稣就是那个答案。
As Damar All the situations, Jesus is the answer.
就好像我们一首诗歌所唱的，在所有一切事情当中，主耶稣都是那个答案。
And here we see our Lord asking this question to Philip, Where shall we buy bread that this people may be fed?
我们看到主耶稣在这里问腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
Sometimes Lord checks us and where we are standing in faith.
很多时候主试验我们，看看我们是不是在信心里面站立的稳。
He wants to find out from us whether we rely upon his provision or we have our own something.
他要试验我们，看看我们是不是依靠他的供应，还是依靠自己的什么东西。
And the sixth verse tells, and this he said to prove him.
第六节说，他说这话是要试验腓力。
And Philip would like to help our dear Lord, and he came up with some answer.
腓力他自己做了一些答复。
Seventh verse says, Philip answered him, 200 denarii of bread is not sufficient for this people.
腓力回答说，就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
And even though we may buy the bread with this much money,All may eat just a little bit.
虽然我们有这么多钱买饼，可是每个人只是吃一点。
We should acknowledge that the earthly provision cannot suffice for the need of the believers.
我们应该承认说，地上的供应是不能供应信徒们的需要。
All our sufficiency is found in Him and Him alone.
我们所有的需要都是在他里面得到满足。
Then came Andrew, the other disciple.
那然后安德烈就来了，另外一个门徒。
It says one of his disciple Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him.
有一个门徒就是西门彼得的弟兄安德烈对耶稣说。
There is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes.
在这里有一个孩童带着五个大麦饼两条鱼。
He knew someone who has something.
他知道有这么样一个人有一点东西。
And maybe he convinced him to bring it to the Lord.
可能他说服了这个孩童叫他带给主。
But even though he knew that there is something available,
可是虽然他知道有一些东西是可以拿出来的。
He ended up asking this question, but what are this among so many?
可是安德烈还是问说，可是给这许多人还算什么呢？
There are so many people and this five loaves and two fishes. These are nothing.
有这么多人，这只是五个大麦饼和两条鱼。
And then Lord commanded in the 10th verse, and Jesus said, "Make the man sit down."
然后主耶稣在第十节说，你们叫众人坐下。
And we know the miracle Lord performed.
那我们就知道这个主行的神迹。
12th verse says, "When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, 'Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost.'"
第十二节说到，他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。
When they were filled,
当他们吃饱了，
Lord fed them,
主喂饱了他们，
and there was no lack among them.
然后他们当中就没有再有饥饿。
We believe that Lord has met the deepest longing of our heart during the conference time.
我们相信主在大会中供应了我们里面最深的需要。
And then the 26th verse says, Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled.
第二十六节说到，耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们来找我，并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。
They saw some miracles and they were fed.By the Lord.
他们看到神迹，他们也被神喂饱。
But we still desire to continue in His presence here.
可是我们仍然期望在他的同在里面。
Because we have partaken from the bread of life.
因为我们已经从那生命的粮之中吃了。
The 35th verse tells.
第三十五节说。
And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger.And he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Yes, we have a need to gather unto him.
我们有这个需要，是要在他里面聚集。
And when we will come to him, he will break the bread of life.
当我们来到他里面，他就把他生命的粮拨开。
That we may feast upon him.
我们可以大大的饱吃。
That we may receive from his bountiful supply.
我们也可以得到他丰富的供应
and be revived.
然后可以再得到力量。
So from the bottom of our hearts, we thank the Lord for giving us such a blessed time in His presence.
所以从我们内心深处，我们深深向他感谢。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
就是为早上那一堂就中学生坐在那里一起听这个讲 Frankie 的讲道。
During the morning, I sat with all the high schoolers to listen to messages of Brother Frankie.
Include middle school.
Oh, and middle school too.
我是很希望听听有没有中学。
I want to see if any middle school or high school student has any sharing.
那我小学三年级的时候就受洗。
I have been baptized when I was in third grade.
那不是我父亲叫我去受洗的。
It's not that my father asked me to be baptized.
其实我回去告诉我父亲我要受洗，他还说你最好想想你到底准备好了没有。
In fact, when I went back to tell my father that I wanted to be baptized, he said, "Have you really been prepared?"
那我现在有两个孩子都已经上初中了。
I have two children who are in middle school.
所以我们就找这个大的来问，就是说，为什么你还没有受洗哈？
So we asked the older one, how come you have not been baptized?
他是说他没有准备好把自己完全交给主。
She said that she has not been prepared to give herself totally unto the Lord.
其实当时我受洗的时候，我只想要说，我要接受耶稣基督做我的主，我没有想到要把一切的事情都交给他。
When I was baptized, I was just wanting to be baptized. I didn't think about that. I have to give my whole being to Him.
那时候我最怕的就是主耶稣要让我跟一个我不喜欢的人，我们已经打阵时间。
So what I was most afraid of was the Lord Jesus want me to get married to somebody I really don't like.
不过后来我读了尼托生的初心造就，我就很高兴，因为他说你要找一个你喜欢的结婚。
And then I read a book that Brother Nee wrote for new believers that you have to find somebody you like to get married.
那时候我实在觉得我们的主是非常爱我们的，他不会把我们不喜欢的给我们，他是把最好的东西给我们，有些事我们可能不喜欢。
The Lord truly loves us so much that He would only give us the best. Some things we may not like.
但是主给我们的总是最好的。
However, whatever He has given us is always the best.
那在退休会之前，我们有很多弟兄姐妹在那里祷告，都为我们的下一代在那里祷告。
Before the summer conference, a lot of friends and sisters gathered together to pray for the summer conference and the second generation.
那我实在希望我们的下一代这些初中、高中生能够被主得着，真是在聚会中间遇见主。
I truly hope that our middle school and high school students would be met by the Lord in the conference and be gained by Him.
那在这个聚会中，主也对我有说话，就是。
During the summer conference, the Lord also spoke to me.
那就是讲到那个格里汉的弟弟叫做 Melvin， 我不知道中文该怎么翻。
Also, which is Billy Graham's brother, who was Melvin.
那其实我自己也有像 Melvin 的情形一样。有一阵时间心里闷闷不乐的。
Actually, I was like a Melvin for a while in my life, and I was not. I was a little not happy.
Yeah, I was kind of down.
I was kind of down.
那我想我们在座有很多都是有很多辉煌的历史哈。
A lot of us here today have a very glorious past.
就像我。初中初二的时候就做乐队队长。
In my the seventh grade, I was the head of the orchestra.
那我
school band.
我在大学的时候是校园团契的主席。
In during my college days, I was the head of the college fellowship group.
那我在 Iowa 那边 Bible study， 我也是那边的负责人之一。
In the Iowa Bible study, I was one of the responsible people.
那我来这边二十几年好，有一次我出去，那人家碰到我就会谈谈你们的我们教会的情形了。
And I have been here 20 plus years, and when I leave the place, other people would talk to me about our church conditions here.
那我连我们教会的负责弟兄怎么产生的我都不知道。
We have I'm not even aware that we have. Responsible brothers and sisters.
那我里面是有点沉闷，就是说这些年这些有些比我晚来比我年轻的哈，好像都在管这些很多事情，我好像都不知道做什么事情。
What made me a little down was that all these younger brothers and more talented people than I am, and they are being responsible for many things, and I don't know what to do.
那这个 Melvin 的故事就让我看见，实际上主所对我们要求的不是我们做的事情多少，有些事情看得很大，其实只是草木和谐。
From the story of Melvin, it makes me remember that what God was calling, judging us is whether we have been faithful to His calling. Some things on the outward may look very glamorous, but indeed they're just wood, hay, and stubble.
那在 Frankie 弟兄提到他看到一个姐妹在那里祷告二十三年，在审判台前他手中就有金银宝石。
And Brother Franke mentioned that there's a sister who has been praying before the Lord for 23 years. So before the judgment seat, she has gold, silver, precious stone.
那我在另外一本书看到一个弟兄他见到异象，在那个玻璃海上很多做宝座的都是家庭主妇。
And then I read about in another book.That many people who are sitting on the throne in the future are housewives.
那实际上不是我们的工作的大小，实际上是我们在主面前我们有多少的忠心。
It's not how big or how little our work is, but it is how faithful we are before Him.
所以我是觉得很多时候好像看不见的祷告，实际比坐在外面的工作还要更大。
So a lot of times these prayers that we uttered in private.Maybe more important than the work that is something that people can see.
所以我愿意弟兄姐妹有更多在主面前的祷告，隐藏的生活，早上的祷告，晚上的祷告。
So so I encourage all the brothers and sisters to have a prayer life in the morning and in the evening and in some private manner.
我们还有一些时间，我是希望能够听到一些在座的高中生的见证。
We still have some time, so I'd like to hear some fellowship from the high school students. I'm sorry, I'm not a high school student.
我刚刚副弟兄把我里面的感动也交通了一半了。
Brother Fu already shared half of what I want to share.
Yeah, 我这次在主里面得着很多啊。
I have gained much in the Lord.
但是有一段就是说，我在主面前寻求的时候，我觉得哥林多前书三章第十一节到第十。十三节啊，非常摸着我。
However, as I meditate before the Lord, 1 Corinthians 3:11-15, truly touched my heart.
他说，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石、草木和谐在这根基上建造，个人的工程就必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来。有火发现要。
For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man builds upon a foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work.
Yeah, 最后一天那个 Brother Funky 啊，给我一个很大的鼓励啊。他说他从学校回来的时候到他家乡去传福音的工作的时候啊，他发现他们那个家乡非常的兴旺。
Brother Frumpy shared the last day that really touched my heart was that when he left school to go back to his hometown, he realized that the gospel was very prosperous in his hometown.
那他很幽默地说，他以为他道讲得很好，很多人来听福音，他来这样兴旺。后来他发现是一个有一些姊妹在暗中祷告了23年了，让这个整个地好像兴旺起来。
He was very humorous, and he said that he thought initially that it was because of his good sermons, but it turned out there was some sister who has been praying for 23 years that brought the prosperity.
这句话非常打到我的心里面了。
This sentence truly hit hard to my heart.
我觉得感谢主，我们没有什么太大的恩赐。
I thank the Lord that I don't have any great gift.
我们也不会教导人，也不晓得怎么有更多的恩赐。但是有一件事我们都可以做的，就是祷告。
We may not know how to teach. We may not have anything else, but there's one thing we can all do, which is to pray.
但我也尝试过在这件事情上。就是为弟兄姊妹祷告，为教会祷告，可的时间了，看见没什么果效，就软弱了。
I've also tried to pray for brothers and sisters and for the church, but in a very short time, if I don't see any results, I'm discouraged.
但是弟兄给我们看见，就是一个忠心两个字啊。
Our brother showed us how to be faithful.
他姊妹祷告了23年了。
Our sister has prayed for 23 years.
我们祷告了3个月都没有。
We haven't even prayed for 3 years.3 months.
所以我是有一方面鼓励我们在家庭的姊妹，就家庭主妇们，我们再可以把这个负担放在我们的里面了，好好的为好好的祷告，在主面前有个忠心的祷告。
I truly encourage all the brothers and sisters, especially housewives, that we should have faithful prayers before the Lord.
第一天的时候 ，Brother Funky 就讲到说，以色列人呢，他们漂流在旷野，有供应。神有供应，要他们祷告，神就供应他们。
The first day, Brother Frumpy shared that as the Israelites were wandering in the desert, as they pray, then the Lord would supply them.
但是我们常常以神的供应为满足。
However, a lot of times we're satisfied with the mere provision of the Lord.
我们实在有一个盼望，就是说我们成为祝福。
we truly have this hope to become a blessing.
不但是我们自己得到供应，也能成为弟兄姊妹的祝福。
Not only do we get provision, we can also become the blessing to brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord. Let me say something.
按一般人的想象，有交通的人或是表现好的人，但我认为我自己是表现坏的人，坏人也应该有见证。
Usually it is the good people who share in the sharing meetings, but even though I'm not good, I would also like to share.
这次夏令会，我自己感觉不是像前两次那么有感动。
This time I was not moved as much as the previous two times.
但是我跟一个弟兄在吃饭交通的时候，他有几句话，我觉得比我这次在夏令会得到的还要多。
However, as I was fellowshipping with a brother over lunch, what he said to me is more than what I've gained from the summer conference.
他讲神学不是研究的，人不要把它搞得太复杂。
He said that. Our faith is not something that you need to study and make it too complicated.
实际它就像呼吸一样那么简单。
It is just like breathing.
关键主要是你要行出来。
The most important thing is you have to act it out.
就跟敬拜一样。
It's just like worship.
有时敬拜的，我们在唱歌的时候，我们在敬拜，我们在想象啊，神是多伟大，多么的无所不知，无所不能。
As we worship and we sing hymns, we imagine how great it is.
但是实际上真正的敬拜是与灵与灵的敬拜。
However, the true worship is done by worship in spirit.
你要真正的得到他跟你面对面的讲话。
If you truly want to have that opportunity for him to speak to you face to face.
他给你启示。
That he give you revelation.
你要得到他的生命。
You have to gain of his life.
这回你的生命就会活，也会长久下去。
Then your life will become living and it would endure.
也就不需要你用理智用意志去强迫你自己去爱神。
And then you have not, do not need to use your own willpower and reasoning to force yourself to love God.
那才是神真正活在你的心。
Because God truly lives in your heart.
喊得到基督非常容易。
It's easy to talk about Christ.
但是灵与灵的接触，那需要你用灵去操练。
But you need to, there needs to be some exercise and discipline to have a fellowship spirit to spirit.
你有灵命的灵的感觉。
You have to have a spirit to spirit experience.
它不在乎你表现好和坏。
It doesn't depend on whether your performance is good or bad.
因为神是神拣选你，而不是你拣选神。
Because God has chosen you, not that you, you have chosen God.
所以我们要讲的，我觉得人要找一个真正的真理。什么叫真正的真理？
So I think that man has to come to this true truth. And what is the truth?
那就是说我们的耶稣基督是绝对的真理。
Which is that our Lord Jesus is the truth.
没有绝对的真理，一切的一切都可以说是一种泡沫。
If you do not have a absolute truth, then everything else is just a bubble.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这次我觉得那个孙弟兄他讲到生命，我觉得他第一天讲的时候我就觉得很失望，因为我觉得我这次来大概从他这里不能得到太多帮助，因为我觉得他讲的非常的深。然后
during the first day, first night when I heard brother's son shared about life, I was a little disappointed because I thought that he was speaking in a very deep way, so I probably couldn't get much out of him.
我一方面很羡慕那些可以从他话语上得到很大启示的弟兄姐妹。
On one hand, while I'm jealous of the brothers and sisters who can gain great revelation from his word.
我一方面也在想说， 我这三个晚上坐在这里可能会觉得有点枯燥。
On the other hand, I felt that it may be, I may feel a little bored sitting here three nights in a row.
但是我很感谢主，就是孙弟兄他虽然讲得很深，但是也有一些比较浅显的比喻可以帮助我们这些比较灵命比较浅的弟兄姐妹。
Even though Brother Sun shared very deeply, he still used a few very simple examples to help us who are shallow in the spirit.
我记得他在讲到种子的时候，种下去的时候看不出来是什么东西，但是当果子结出来的时候，是苹果就是苹果，是橘子就是橘子。
He shared that when you plant a seed, you do not know what is going to come out. But when it comes out, then if it's an apple seed, then it's apple fruit. But if it's an orange seed, then you get orange fruit.
所以我们的生命，如果说这个种子是基督的生命，我们结出来的果子应该就是基督的生命。
If this seed is the life of Christ, then the fruit that we would bear is also the life of Christ.
那我就想到他讲到说我们这个种子然后发芽生长的目的就是为了结果子。
And I also remember that he said that for a seed to grow, it is the purpose is to bear fruit.
如果这个树不能结果子的话，就完全没有这个生命的功能。
If the fruit cannot, if the tree cannot bear fruit, then it has lost its function of life.
那我觉得我们得救以后，神给我们很长的时间让我们慢慢的成长，然后终究是为了那个结果子，不管是结一颗两颗还是一百颗，但是这个目的是在那里。
I think that God has allowed us to be saved and let us grow up and then the purpose still is to bear fruit, whether we only bear one or two or a hundred.
那有 我知道有很多弟兄姐妹可能就会觉得，哎呀糟糕，我还没有带领人得救，我还没有结果子。
I know some brothers and sisters may feel that I have not led anybody to Christ. I have not borne fruit.
但是我想这里所谓的果子，可能更重要的是那个圣灵生命的果子。
However, the fruit, more importantly, refers to the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我记得那个加拉太书有讲到九个果子。
In Galatians, it talks about the nine fruit.
那我就把这个 list 拿出来看看，我结了几个。
So I took out my Bible and see how much fruit I've borne.
到现在为止还没有任何的果子。
Up to this point, there is no fruit.
我就觉得很难过。
And I felt very sad.
那丁弟孙弟兄他讲的他在讲的时候有提到说我们有的时候我们的生命就像那个三十八年的那个摊子一样。
Brother Sun also shared with us that sometimes our life is just like that person who has laid in bed for 38 years.
因为他已经后来觉得那个褥子太舒适了，所以他就一直抓着那个褥子，然后一直都没有办法到那个水里得医治。
Because the mattress was too comfortable, so he dragged it everywhere, and he's not willing to go into the water.
那我就在想说，我之所以没有结果子，一定也是我的生活上有太多的褥子缠绕着我。
And I think that the fact that I have not borne fruit so far is because there are so many of these mattresses in my life that have been surrounding me.
我以前本来只是觉得有的弟兄走得快一点，有的人走得慢一点，那我只是走得慢一点而已。
Previously, I felt that some brothers and sisters would walk faster, some slower, and I'm just walking slower.
但是当我听到孙弟兄讲到这个瘫痪这两个字的时候，好像他就打到我的心里面，让我觉得自己是一点都不能动了。
However, when Brother Sun shared about being paralyzed, it really hit hard in my heart, and I could not move anymore.
所以我就在主面前寻求。
So before the Lord, I sought Him.
要怎么样能够像孙弟兄讲的，拿着褥子起来行走
？So that I can, in the Lord, I can pick up my mattress and go.
因为如果说是因为打球或者是因为看电视，我们不能来亲近主，那我们可以把这些东西丢掉。
because if it were the television or the ball games that were preventing us from drawing near to God, then we can forsake those things.
可是如果说是得要上班赚钱，或者是得要在家里服侍先生还有孩子。
However, if you have to go out and earn money, or you have to stay home and serve your husband and children,
我们不可能把这个丢掉，不要。
You cannot forsake them.
所以我就这一个礼拜一直在想，我要怎么样拿着褥子来跟随主。
So this past week I've been thinking how I can take up my mattress and follow the Lord.
那我很羡慕有很多姐妹已经有时间就是小孩已经长大，然后他们能够有时间在家里为教会祷告。
And I truly are jealous of some sisters whose children are already grown and they have time to pray for the grown sisters and for the church.
那我常常我祷告到一半的时候，我们家就已经在冒烟了。
A lot of times when I was in the middle of my prayer, my house is in smokes.
那我就希望真的是求主光照我，让我有这样的智慧，来知道怎么样在我们这个世界的这个缠累之中，能够紧紧的来跟随主。
So I truly pray to the Lord that He would enlighten me so that I would know how to serve Him in light of all the hindrances of the world.
那希望我下次再跟弟兄姐妹分享的时候，我可以说我至少结了一个果子或两个果子。
So that I hope that next time when I share with brothers and sisters, I can say at least I have borne one or two fruit.
时间关系，我们再有一位弟兄姊妹。
We'll have one last sharing.
可以抓紧，在中间点。有没有中学生、高中生
？High school students.
真是很难得有机会把我们自己的感动在弟兄姊妹在我们主的面前来分享出来。
It is very rare for us to have the opportunity to share our inner touchings by the Spirit with brothers and sisters.
让我们真是抓住这每一个机会。
So may us lay hold of this beautiful opportunity.
我没有什么交通的话，那很抱歉，我就用这最后的一个机会。
If nobody else wants to share, I'll use the last opportunity.
请我们打开诗篇六十五篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 65.
我们要读第九节到第十三节。
Let's read from verse 9 to 13.When Brother Sun shared with us about the abundant life,
他用这段圣经
he used this passage to encourage us.
请我们
Let's read verses 9 and 10 together. Thou dost visit the earth and cause it to overflow. Thou dost greatly enrich it. The stream of God is full of water.Thou dost prepare their grain, for thus thou dost prepare the earth. Thou dost water its furrows abundantly. Thou dost settle its ridges. Thou dost soften it with showers.
我想我们这次
Throughout the summer conference, we truly experienced the presence of the Lord.
主降下透雨。
He has caused it to overflow.
我们这个心里面，我们是在得到滋润，像地的肥美一样。
So that in our heart, we truly got enrichment, just like the earth has gained the water.
它浇透地的犁沟，润平犁。
And the water also waters its furrows and ridges abundantly.
我们看到神的恩典丰富的同在，好像神的河满的水一样。
We see that the abundant presence of the Lord is just like the water, rivers filling with water.
但是在这个主好像把这些都预备好了。
But it's as if the Lord has already prepared everything.
但是在这里我们好像还没有看到有像刚才姊妹讲的任何果子产生。
However, we still have not seen any fruit, as our sister has shared.
没有看到好像五谷好像长成了。
We have not seen the grains growing.
那我们知道它需要时间。
We know it takes time.
我们再来念十一节到第十三节。
Let's read from verse 11 through 13.Thou hast crowned the year with thy bounty, and thy calf stripped with past fatness. The pastures of the wilderness drip, and the hills gird themselves with rejoicing. The meadows are clothed with flocks, and the valleys are covered with grain. They shout for joy, yes, they sing.
我们如果看这三
As we read these three verses, our hearts are filled with desire and joy.
在愿意主借着夏令会对我们说的话，让他的话继续在我们里面工作。
We truly desire that the words that the Lord has spoken to us during the summer conference would continue their work in our hearts.
让我们每个人在平常每天的生活的里面，真实来经历主。
So that all of us in our daily lives can experience the Lord.
那让主的生命在我们的里面能够丰盛起来。
May the life of Christ that is in us become abundant.
实在真是愿意看到小山以欢乐树摇，草场以羊群为衣，谷中也长满了五谷。
We truly desire to see the pastures of the wilderness strip, and the hills gird themselves with rejoicing, and the meadows are clothed with flocks, and the valleys are covered with grain.
那我们都生命，每个人的生命都成欢呼的生命。
And all of our life would become a life of shouting of joy.
礼拜五晚上。读经的聚会，一开始就点一首诗歌，就是主赐福如同春雨。
On our Friday night gathering, Brother Albert asked for this hymn that talks about rain coming into to enrich the earth.
我实在这首诗歌一直在我里面来回想，我实在愿意我们在这再来的面对我们的每天的生活的里面。这是让主的雨常常浇在我们的里面，也让我们里面能够成为好土，然后把种子种在我们里面，好让它能够结实。
And that hymn has remained in my heart for a long time, and may the words of the Lord that was spoken to us in the summer conference may become this rain that is rained upon this earth, and it would enrich us.
那么因为时间的关系，我们今天的交通现在到这里。
Because of time, this concludes our sharing.
让我们当我们的灵被感动的时候，让我们都有一些祷告。
As our hearts are being moved, may we all have some prayers.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美。
Lord, we truly thank and praise you because of your past grace, because of your faithfulness. We want to open our mouths to praise you because you've loved us before. You always also love us today. Forever and ever, you will always love us. Toward us, you are so, such a good will. So our hearts rejoice and our soul rejoices because you are going to abide in us. For the past grace, we thank you. Because you have spoken to word, us of words of life, we thank you. May all the people here who have gained of this life. May we all become getting this abundant life so that the life in us will bear abundant and good fruit, which is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So from us, you can gain your glory so that in this generation we can be a blessing to this generation. In this generation we can be the satisfaction to the people because of yourself. We want to supply this generation. You order us around so that because of your love that spurred us, so we totally consecrate ourselves to you so that we can truly become channels of yours, and your abundant life would be in us and be manifested so that we can supply people in the world. May you hear us in our midst. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Lord, we ask you for your supply.